This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. In Nepal, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called for an all-party meeting this evening in the wake of protests over the recent ban on social media platforms. In a message, Mr. Oli said he is in dialogue with the relevant parties to assess the situation and find a meaningful conclusion. He appealed to people to remain calm in this difficult time. The all-party meeting is scheduled to be held at 6 p.m. today. We are now joined by our Kathmandu correspondent Shweta Singh for more updates. Shweta, what is the current situation over there?
Tanvi, you see, Prime Minister Oli have resigned. He submitted his resignation to President Ramchandra Podel. Now the entire country is under President's rule. And after Prime Minister Oli resigned, all the senior officials, Chief Secretary Ek Narayan Arel, Chief of Nepal Army Ashok Raj Sigdal, all have given a written appeal to public to maintain peace until a peaceful solution, a political solution taken out for the country. So presently you see curfew is defied, though curfew has been in place from the morning, but youth have defied the curfew, and on so many roads and lanes you see tires are burning, roads are blocked. But after PM resigned here, youth were happy, and then I would say they started cracking firecrackers. I was there, and then it was a visual like they were cracking firecrackers in the air. So you see, this curfew may continue, but we have to wait and watch whether youth really complies to this curfew or not.
Thank you, Shweta, for the update. Earlier, Gen Z protesters targeted the residences of political leaders and ministers in Kathmandu Valley and other districts, hurling stones and setting property on fire. The House of Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Shubha Gurung, in Lalitpur is set on fire by demonstrators. The house of former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, who resigned yesterday, was also attacked. Demonstrators approached the Budhanli Kanthar house of former Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, but were stopped. Meanwhile, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised all internationals residing in Nepal to exercise caution and adhere to the guidelines issued by the Nepali authorities amid protests in the country. The voting process for the vice presidential election is underway at the new parliament building. The fight is between NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and INDIA bloc nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first among the members to cast his vote. More on this from our correspondent.
The voting for the vice presidential election is going on smoothly. After Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Jagat Prakash Nadda, Nitin Gadkari, Ashwini Vaishnav, Shivraj Singh Chauhan also voted. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairperson Harivansh, JDU leader Sanjay Jha, JDS MP and former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda, Shiv Sena, Srikant Sinde, NCP's Praful Patel, HAM, Jitan Ram Majhi have already voted. From the opposition camp, Congress MPs Mallikarjun Kharge, Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, and Priyanka Gandhi. This election is taking place after the resignation of former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, citing health reasons.
Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The voting will continue till 5 in the evening and counting of votes will begin after 6 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviewed the flood-affected regions of Himachal Pradesh, reaffirming the centre's commitment to stand with those impacted by the natural calamity. Beginning his tour in Himachal Pradesh, the Prime Minister assessed the damage caused by torrential rains and landslides. Mr. Modi held high-level discussions with state authorities and chaired a review meeting to evaluate ongoing relief and rescue operations. He also interacted with local residents affected by the floods. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has landed in Pathankot, Punjab, to take stock of the situation of the flood-ravaged state. He will first be visiting Dharamshala in Kangra of Himachal Pradesh before taking a review meeting of the top officials of Punjab. And that is the end of this news bulletin.